Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, this week we're going to be talking about some opportunities to get out and about with some field days. We've got a field day for crops at the Neely Kenyon Research Farm by Greenfield coming up this evening. And we also have a garden field day that will be happening at the Armstrong Research Farm down by Lewis tomorrow evening, Thursday the 28th. First of all, for the Neely Kenyon field day, which is again today, July 27th, starting at 6 p.m., that will be at the Neely Kenyon Farm near Greenfield, hosted by the Iowa Learning Farms. Which the Greenfield Farm is in Adair County. This will be happening from 6 to approximately 8 p.m. and include a complimentary dinner, as well as information about strategies for no-till and information about incorporating perennial vegetation into your operation to enhance no-till efforts. Those attending will be able to see and learn about giant miscanthus grass, as well as other perennial energy crops. This event is free, and the public is invited to attend to learn more about these types of topics. Any farmer or landowner interested in beginning no-till or an experienced no-till can learn from speakers at the field day. Speakers include Greenfield area no-till farmer Randy Cavanis, who will share his experiences from over 20 years of no-till management of crops. Jeremy Singer, a research agronomist with the National Laboratory for Ag and the Environment, will also answer questions about managing fall-seeded cover crops. Benefits of cover crops include enhancing no-till by reducing erosion and improving long-term soil tilth and water quality. Also speaking at the field day this evening, ISU Extension Ag Engineer Matt Helmers, who will discuss the potential of increasing perennial prairie strips with row crops to limit sediment and nutrient crop losses from crop acres. Emily Heaton, an ISU Assistant Professor of Agronomy, will also showcase the giant miscanthus plants that are being grown at the farm. These perennial plants are being tested as an alternate source for biofuel energy production. ISU Extension Ag Engineer Mark Hanna will also show farmers how to equip their planters for a successful no-till corn or soybean planting and deal with high residue levels. He will also offer farm energy and money-saving management tips. Those attending the field day this evening are encouraged to bring their families to the field day to see the Conservation Station, which is a mobile learning lab that teaches audiences of all ages about the importance of soil and water quality. The back of the conservation station houses a rainfall simulator, which demonstrates the effect of rainfall on undisturbed soils and a variety of land covers. And the front of the learning trailer displays activities to help children and adults learn about soil and water quality. Kids attending the field day can become members of the conservation pack by participating in the conservation station activities. To get to the ISU Neely Kenyon Research and Demonstration Farm, go 2 miles south of Greenfield on Highway 25, a half mile back east on 260th Street, and a half mile north on Norfolk Avenue. Our other opportunity to get out and about in the fields this week is at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. This is a garden field day hosted by the Wallace Foundation and Iowa State University, and this will take place tomorrow, July 28th, at 6:30 p.m. The theme for this year's home demonstration garden is devoted to children and cats. One feature of the field day will be numerous flowers and vegetables that are named after storybook characters, and another section of the garden will showcase summer squash with feline-friendly names such as cougar, jaguar, and leopard. So this is truly an event for the whole family. The garden will also feature a variety of bumpy pumpkins, sunflowers, and many new flowers and vegetables for home gardening enthusiasts of all variety. To get to the Armstrong Research Farm, go 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, then half a mile south on 525th Street, and a half mile back east on Hitchcock Avenue. This field day is also open to the public at no cost. Again, that starts at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night, and if I recall correctly, one of the big drawing points, if they continue the tradition, is homemade strawberries and ice cream at the end of the event. So two great opportunities to get out and about in the fields in and around Cass County and do some learning, whether it be hands-on learning in the crops area or in the home and garden area. With your Extension Report, this has been Kate Olson. If you have questions about home gardens or crops, give me a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 248-243-1132 or visit us online, www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS.